More UAP news is coming out every day. Wow, legislators are finally getting angry at all the UAP cover-ups in the government. I can't believe I am still alive to see this. Many of them are demanding full disclosure, but there are a few sabotaging the move. I think their intentions are well meant, but I am disappointed they are doing this. Some think it is because they are afraid some secret projects will be revealed, at least that is what I think. Others may be thinking we still can't handle the truth. No matter what the truth is, it is about time it was told to us. After all, the number of sightings seems to just keep increasing, and it would be good to know what is going on before contact is finally made. Remember the two mummies presented to the Mexican Congress which were ridiculed? They are said to have been examined by experts, and it was found over 30% of their DNA was non-human. I believe this pretty much settles the argument on whether they are extraterrestrials or not, and the answer is they certainly are. Now that this fact can no longer be silenced, what is next? Will that government just try and let the fact go away as we did with Roswell? Things are different today. The idea of aliens coming to the Earth and UAPs being witnessed in the skies is a lot wider spread, with almost half of all Americans claiming to see UAPs. Could there be more exotic answers to the UAPs than we suspect? Recently it was found the black hole in the middle of our galaxy is so powerful it is bending space and time. I thought about it and wondered about all the stories of those time-traveling UAPs. I began to wonder if people in the future could use the power of this black hole to come back to our time. The black hole seems to be a ready-made device for this if any race could figure out how to use it. Perhaps that is the answer to the time travels. A report has come out that seems incredible on its face. It states there are thousands of UAPs in space around the area of the Earth. I know there have been a lot of sightings lately, but thousands of UAPs sounds a bit much, but maybe not when you think about how many civilizations there might be in space within reach of the Earth. Just because we are yet to have the capability to fly manned missions very far, certainly doesn't mean other races are incapable of doing so. There is another side to this coin. If the numbers are true, we must have made contact and made it far more than once. I don't see how we wouldn't have. This lends more credence to the reports of contact on the space shuttle. For years, the story of a contact in the cargo bay of one of the shuttles in space between an astronaut and a tall alien being have been spoken about, and some whistleblowers said they saw it on NASA monitors on Earth. Maybe it is time to re-examine some of those older contact stories. Supposedly, much of that clutter in orbit is not clutter at all, but the thousands of UAPs which are in orbit around our planet. Maybe this was one of the things the government thought we couldn't handle. So many UAP stories are breaking as of the writing of this article, it is hard to keep up. The whistleblowers talking about the CIA hiding alien bodies is like something out of a science fiction movie. We are told they have 9, but could this be an understatement? Trying to get information about UAPs from the CIA is like trying to open a bank vault with a crowbar. They don't want to give up any information on the subject, and when something leaks out, they try and contain any other info they have on the subject while still denying what is being said. One can only imagine what NASA knows about UAPs and extraterrestrials. I have a hunch, and it is the aerospace companies know a lot more about the subject than they are saying. I think it might be because of their relationship with NASA. What I mean about this is they want to protect their lucrative contracts and don't want to do anything to endanger them. I would also guess this is why Musk pretends to not think aliens exist, even though UAPs have been filmed around some of his launches. We are getting to the point where those who deny the existence of alien UAPs are starting to look like the foolish ones. It is getting to be a full reversal of how things used to be when those who claimed they saw UAPs were ridiculed. There is so much evidence piling up, it has gotten almost impossible not to recognize the fact there are strange ships in our skies, and that leaves the question of, are they created by humans or aliens? Eliminating the question of whether they exist or not leaves only the question of where do they come from. If it would have been asked about 40 years ago, I would have said they were all alien vehicles, but today I think I have to say they are both from extraterrestrials and from humans, and maybe this is why all the secrecy. This would mean there is one more question, and could we already be part of some space organization with the aliens, and this is also being kept secret? Let's assume for a moment we do have advanced space vehicles and are keeping it secret, and they look a lot like the extraterrestrials' ones. Would they have the same capabilities? It has been said for a long time we have aliens working with us in secret underground bases who are giving us advanced technology. Let's take this a little further. Could some of the UAPs which have crashed have been ours, and could some aliens resent the fact we are building copies of advanced craft, and have they attacked some of them in the past? There are a lot of things being kept from us, and some have said the answers are even more mysterious than anyone would suspect. Imagine if people from the future were helping people from the past advance. What would this do to their future? Some say nothing, but others believe it would alter the future in ways we can't imagine.